gentlemen, thank you for joining us for tonight's Comic Book Club. And now, here are your hosts, Dean the Page and Justin Tyler!
Thank you, thank you!
Well, guys, Alex isn't here. Things are gonna be a little cooler. We got Fred Chow sitting in with us tonight. Very exciting. We're drinking beer.
Yeah.
We have some Boothman's here.
Boothman is still Boothman.
Boothman's pumping some smooth music. Yeah. All night long. Everyone's making love during the show tonight. The vibe can flow. No projector, but who needs it?
We
got each other.
We don't know. When Alex isn't here, we don't know how to work things, basically.
Yeah, but it's okay because we're too busy making love.
Exactly. Now that's what we want to talk about. So, I don't know. Let's get started.
Yeah, let's bring out our guest.
I'm so high right now. Let's just get into it. Let's bring out our guest tonight. Ladies and put your hands together for Marvel Trades editor Jen Grunwald. So, Jen, Marvel Trades editor, what's the deal?
What is the deal with that? What's the deal?
Obviously, so you package yes. Marvel series and
pretty much
limited
all
series.
Of them.
Yep.
All of them. I also work on power stuff on the side for Brian.
What does that mean on the side?
Well, because you know the Icon stuff is like packaged already, and we just like print it basically. So he has me as his also trade editor.
This is Brian Michael Bendis.
Yes, which makes sense, I suppose. And there's some good news because the long-awaited Powers Encyclopedia is coming out in November. Yes, finally finished. And also Volume 3 hardcover, either end of November, beginning December. And we're doing a new printing of the Fortune and Glory series in color for December. Nice. So it's very exciting.
So obviously you're reprinting a lot of things.
Yes.
Do you ever want to edit something that is new?
I do. I tried my hand assisting on the Marvel Divas.
Marvel Divas, very controversial.
Oh.
Series. Yeah. If you don't know, why don't you tell everybody what the series was?
It was just about, you know, we wanted to get like focus on some of the girls that don't really get talked about very often, told stories about, I guess. And it was a pretty intense series. It had a Firestar. Had cancer, basically. So it was kind of
so real fun.
It was well
light.
It was no, it wasn't. Yeah, it was fun, but it was definitely not light. But it was an interesting, you know, different story and to tell with the superheroes. But it was really, I really liked it a lot. And that I will also be collecting as well. So that'd be great.
You're collecting yourself.
I'm collecting myself.
What
I like
a great
collect things.
Fred, would you like to say anything for being here?
What's up?
Perfect. With that, let's move to the first section of the show, which we call The Stack.
Yeah! I'll be the creepy guy on this side.
Yeah, yeah. I would say creepier, if possible.
Yeah, really?
Hold on.
I'm going to go out back, grow a mustache, and then I'll be out.
You can do that.
Grow a mustache.
Pete can do that, too. I can. Yeah. First we're going to talk about is X-Babies number one. This obviously, they're smaller.
Right, X-Men. And it's different from Muppet Babies, which I was a little disappointed in.
Really, it's actually kind of really? Similar to that.
There's no theme song in the beginning.
It doesn't play a song when you open it?
No.
It actually kind of is like Muppet Babies. That's a really good analogy, because it's like...
Oh, well, we're going to do an X-Babies, Muppet Babies, you know.
Crossover?
Hot!
Yes.
Really?
No.
Well, not really.
No,
not really. So far, I mean, who knows?
Imagination versus Disney. Wolverine's Berserker Range. I don't know.
Animal versus Wolverine. That would
nice.
Be
now, Pete, you hate babies. What did you think of this?
I was really surprised. I was like, X-Babies, dumb idea. But I opened it up and read it, and it was very enjoyable. It like made fun of itself. It made
everything's fine.
Thanks, Booth Man.
Wait, real cool.
Yeah, yeah. It made fun of itself. It was really cool. It was fun. It wasn't all just like cute little like kids in timeout or whatever. It was just, you know,
timeout.
Yeah.
You expected them to be.
It's ex-babies. Like, babies can't really do anything, but they're not, you know.
That's why you dislike
them. They have superpowers.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, but they're walking and, like, you know, babies don't, can't walk. They should, you know.
I guess
that's a good point.
Yeah.
More accurate would be, like, baby ex-toddlers or something.
Yeah, that was my biggest complaint about the book. Yeah.
I loved it. I was so surprised at how much I loved it. It was just, I loved how much there was, like, a full adventure, like, a full real adventure in there. And also because they're. This is kind of a satirical thing. It's like, wow, they can kind of make fun of everything and move the plot along at a breakneck speed. So it's not like, you know, oh, I read an issue and I am in part one of like a 5-part adventure. You know, it's like they squeeze a bunch of parts in and you get a full story.
The only part I felt like they name dropped X-Men Forever like twice in there back to back, and I was like, we got it the first time. We don't need it the second time.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either. Chris Claremont came up with the X-Babies.
That's why they
back when they were like, where can we get some more action figures from?
Oh, yeah, I'm really excited because Brett told me that Rogue's going to be kind of important coming up. She's my absolute favorite X-Man. So.
What is your favorite X-Baby?
Rogue, of course. Duh.
Totally different character.
No, she's awesome.
It's right here, actually. It's here and here. It's right back to back, the two references. It's Wolverine going, this has got to be our best adventure since forever.
Really?
That's just a reference to the word forever.
And then, even when we fought Apocalypse, which was our best adventure since forever.
Yeah.
Right back to back.
I know
babies are dumb. Like, I know that.
You have a good point.
Ask him if that's really.
Pete has a good point. There's a lot of references to treasure in this as well.
Treasure.
Like right here, X babies. It's like pirate treasure babies, I think is what they're referencing.
You don't think it's weird to repeat the same phrase over and over?
Sandlot, blatant reference to X Men Forever.
They're kids.
Yeah.
They don't know much.
They're saying forever like a passage of time.
I'm gonna agree with you.
Exactly.
I feel like it's a strong joke. I like the joke.
Yeah.
I just, you know, you don't put two of the same punchlines in.
Yeah.
That's
or just two of the same phrasing,
yeah,
right? It's like, does that mean that Wolverine as an ex-baby and Storm as the ex-baby is actually the same person or same baby?
Wow. No.
What?
What? No, it doesn't.
What?
Yes.
What? Conspiracy? Yeah. Just a bunch of babies in different masks. Well, I don't know.
I like this discussion because it would never happen if Alex was here.
Right. If you're really into babies, then you'll like the making love portion of the show. As well, we'll be on our way to making babies.
We're shrink wrapping it.
Not all of us do that on the panel.
Oh.
Deadpool number 16. Moving hastily on. Pete, you are obsessed with Deadpool.
Alright, well, right now is the age of Deadpool. I don't know if people are aware of it. A renaissance, if you will. Deadpool's never been this good. This is it.
True.
Deadpool is.
I gotta say, issue 16, I think this is gonna be classic.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is gonna be
an instant classic.
Yeah.
I just feel like I have never constantly enjoyed Deadpool for so long. Because
all 16 issues.
Really.
So here's a
you can't point out 16 issues in a row of Deadpool other than this.
That's a great point.
No.
Are you ready for Deadpool 900?
I just feel that Daniel Way has really got the voice down.
Yeah.
The art's fantastic, and it's just been a fantastic run. I've never bought this many, like anything that's Deadpool's. Suicide Kid Kings was awesome. It's just been really enjoyable.
So Deadpool is a character with guns. He's like half Wolverine, half Punisher, basically, but also crazy.
Yeah, right?
Let me see a winning.
Fantastic.
I gotta say, I think Deadpool is sort of overdone now. And
what?
Also, back before in the original series, Deadpool was sort of a loudmouth. In this, he's just completely crazy.
Great!
No, I think it's stupid.
He makes a ton of pancakes. And then it pays off.
No, wait. You're saying it pays off if someone lands in the thing.
Right?
That's not paying off.
Genius!
It's
genius!
He's
making pancakes and throwing them in the corner, and you're like, what? And now all of a sudden, someone crashes through the window and falls on pancakes. It's like, I got these pancakes.
I'm a little
scared right now because I am completely on his side.
Yeah!
Actually, that was awesome! That pancakes thing was awesome.
Oh, what?
Why? Just because there were so many?
Yes!
Go to an IHOP! There's a mess of pancakes. It's a terrible experience.
This is the first
I love it as well. I'm not a big Deadpool person.
Yeah, this
either.
Is the first Deadpool issue I've read since like Agent X when Evan Thornton did like two issues. Because I just didn't care. And this I really loved it.
This
I gotta go back and read the
Deadpool
others now.
Is
like,
consecutively the best one issue of Deadpool I've read in a long time.
Wow, what a great, obviously a classic.
Right.
I don't know, I just
I don't know if America's getting dumber or if the writing is getting better. But either way, Deadpool's off.
At least the three of
either way, you don't care. Let's just say it's great.
I'm surprised because I don't usually find myself agreeing with you. But this today, like...
A lot of love.
Wow. That people always say they're surprised they agree with you. I think that you should be a little bit. It's like Gaddafi. No one ever agrees with him. If someone did, he'd be like, I don't know why I'm saying this, but I agree with you, Omar Gaddafi.
You just compared to Gaddafi to Pete? Yeah.
Thank you, Boothman.
Pete, about the same things all the time. Sherlock Holmes number 5. This bringing to an end the latest Sherlock Holmes mystery in which he was accused of killing someone.
Right, he was on trial. Sherlock Holmes is on trial.
Now, you love this.
Yeah, I feel like they did a really good job.
I loved it, too!
Yeah!
Sorry,
go on. I just feel like they did a really good job of bringing back the old school kind of feel of Sherlock Holmes. Like, the Sherlock Holmes I was a
I like fan. That new...
Well, I feel sometimes when they bring back Holmes, it's not done well. And I feel like this does a great job of grasping who the character is and how he solves crimes and stuff like that.
Yeah. What did you guys...
I've never read anything Sherlock Holmes ever, and I'm not starting with this.
I liked it. The whole thing was one big monologue in a courtroom, and it made me really happy. And it just, you know...
For a comic, that seems weird.
It does.
You guys keep saying that you like this, but I really don't think.
But you know, I love Boston Legal. I love Law and Order. I love court shows, and I love that they were just like, all right, we're not gonna, you know.
And that's what's crazy is because I hate all those things. Yet I still love this.
Yeah, I still don't quite get it.
But I do agree with what you were saying about like bringing back an older Sherlock Holmes feel instead of like the young Sherlock Holmes Chronicles or whatever.
I'm starting with that movie.
That's
gonna be my Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, really get into it. Well, what annoys me about this is it's the same. You read one Sherlock Holmes story, you get it. It's like, this mystery is really hard. So. And then he's like, actually, I don't think so. And then a few moments later, he's like, see? And you're like, oh.
Oh, that's like House. That's like House, and I love it. So that.
So maybe you like this.
Yeah, but it just seems boring.
Think of it as a house.
I don't know what it is about Sherlock
like
Holmes, but
king.
It's not as good as House.
I always imagine it would be super boring, and I just can't.
Yeah, I just don't. I want a character that you're like, oh, they have a choice. They make decisions instead of him being like, you're all stupid. So it was the tire from the stagecoach.
And no, like, it wasn't.
The stagecoach.
Wheel, not tire.
Huh? Thanks, Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
Let's move on. I would say don't pick this up.
I would say do pick it up.
I would actually say all of these, as excited as I am about them, it's only because I'm liking them, not necessarily because I'm loving them. So, right. Like, I would say...
Thanks for really qualifying everything you said.
Pick up X-Babies.
I would say pick up X-Babies.
Nice.
Out of all three so far.
You're picking up all three so far?
No, he's
out.
Wow. Oh, really?
But you're saying out of all three, X-Babies is your favorite.
I'm saying all three, definitely X-Babies is, like, blew me away. I was like, wow, I can't believe how much I enjoyed this.
Yay.
They're so tiny.
And I'm on a very small budget these days, so I can't afford the other two.
Nice. Also, just go take out any Sherlock Holmes story from the library. I don't even need the pictures. It's mostly work.
That's actually a better idea.
Thank you. Cross number 7. This series is about vampires. Or not vampires, zombies. Excuse me. The only difference is they swear a lot.
No.
Right? And sometimes they fuck you in the ass. That's the
lovemaking. We bring it, people. The lovemaking.
Yeah, that was a lot of love in that statement.
Okay. Well, this is kind of like a Walking Dead series where it's like they're constantly on the run from the killer zombies.
But let me take you into a little bit of the main villain of this issue is a giant zombie biker who waves around a horse penis.
I like the pancakes.
Yeah, pancakes.
I like
better.
The pancakes joke.
If you want to see a giant waving a horse penis, go to an IHOP. There's a guy, the chef, I don't know why. That's how they tenderize
you
the meat.
You hang out with a lot of weird IHOPs.
Yeah, a lot of weird IHOPs. Cool.
I got one in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I had this great breakfast at this most normal IHOP in America. It's great. It's so relaxed. Pete, you like this series?
I do like the fact that it's a little darker, kind of weirder, really fucked up kind of zombie story.
Every issue something is like, oh, that's...
It's every issue you're like, oh, what the F? Why are you doing this? But it's also... This is good. I know I'm fucked for saying this. But it has a great human interest, kind of like these group of strangers who are brought together and, you know, have to put their differences aside.
It's just like normal human interest when these people, this woman's son gets turned into a zombie. He turns around and says, "Mommy, you fucking cunt," and then she shoots him.
That was really hard for her to do, by the way.
Really? I don't know. She doesn't say much about it. It's just she
if you've been reading the other issues, you would have.
She's like, I'm sorry.
She was like, I just hope my son doesn't call me the C word because I really hate that.
It's fair. It's a normal mom.
Yeah.
Very, all moms hate that. I would say. Oh,
take
sorry.
It easy.
Sorry, Pete. I don't know. I'd keep buying the series only to see what worse thing happens next.
Yeah. It is a weird kind of addiction where it's like, I gotta buy this and I don't, it's creepy.
Like watching Faces of Death.
Okay.
Like, I'm not a big zombie person in general, so except for one or two zombie series, I'm not hugely into that, but like, where do you guys fall in terms of how much you... I feel like it's a whole subgenre now of comics.
Yeah.
I'm not that big of a zombie.
So, do you prefer this over, say, Walking Dead, or like, what's another one that you would say?
It's like Walking Dead, but X-rated and... weird.
So you would
Walking
say, like,
Dead
if you
like
if
first...
you dug Walking Dead, you should pick this up.
Walking Dead's, honestly, the second zombie thing I like. Shaun of the Dead being the first.
Okay.
Walking Dead. So other than that, I never gave a shit.
Speaking of
zombies.
Which, go see Zombieland.
That
amazing.
I do want to see. Woody Harrelson.
Good one.
I love him.
It's hysterical.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
I can't believe the catchphrase is nut up or shut up.
I love that.
I love it.
I love
it. What is nut up the thing we want people saying?
Somebody get her a beer.
you're working two angles here. That's it. I'm impressed. Why'd you come on this?
I've never heard nothing but fantastic things about the movie. I want to see it so bad.
Well, then you should go see it.
I should, but I have things to do.
Yeah. Oh,
like this fucking show.
Hey. Hey-o.
Yeah, we're watching Zombieland right now, guys. Thanks.
Don't tell that to the audience. Dr. Voodoo, Avenger of the Supernatural, number 1. I gotta say, this was my favorite issue of the week.
Yeah. Wow.
Did anybody else read this?
Someone did. Someone did a half clap.
That's good.
Yeah, full clap. I'm just happy they're finally dealing with the fact that Dr. Voodoo is the new Sorcerer Supreme. I mean, that's a huge undertaking, because Dr. Strange was fantastic at it.
He did a great job.
So now Dr. Voodoo's got to step up and really kind of...
What do you think he's got in?
Well, he's got a lot on his plate. He's got a lot on his plate, you know, so it's really, he's got to, you know, find out what he can do and what he can't.
Great point. I mean, great point. It's going to be real tough. He's like it's like his residency, sort of. Did you guys like this?
I liked it in spite of myself. I was very against Voodoo becoming the new doctor.
Brother Voodoo, I was used to.
Now, yeah, share a little fun fact. You were in on the meeting.
We have the, you know, editorial retreats, and there's literally like a poll around the table with all the editors and including the writers that come, which is like usually Bendis, Fraction, Brubaker, and Loeb, and sometimes some others, and polling who would want who. I can't remember all the choices. I know Clea was a choice.
You ever change the location and hope Loeb doesn't figure it out?
Ooh. I like Jeff Loeb.
Me too.
Yeah. Good.
I don't like
anyway. No.
As a person, he's great.
I was very, very against it. I was screaming and yelling. I was like, this is stupid. Who cares about brother fucking Voodoo? He's nobody. He's lame. I really wanted Clea. I was rooting for Clea.
Clea, but, Doctor Strange. His ex-wife.
Yes.
And she can't turn it over to his ex-wife.
It'd be like the Senate.
She's not a doctor.
The Sorcerer Supreme does not have to be a doctor. Doctor Strange was a doctor. That's why he's Doctor Strange.
Wong would have been awesome.
He was a surgical doctor beforehand. That's why he's Doctor Strange.
I don't think it's not like you go to med school and they're like, oh, did you want to be a magic doctor?
Exactly.
How do you know
doctor,
though? You've never gone to med school. I
applied to the magic doctor program. They wouldn't let me.
Doctor Social Supreme. He would just happen to be a doctor also.
Well, he's like a PhD. He's a doctor of psychology.
This fucking jerk. Yeah, except in this comic, he's doing.
Boy, all my trivia.
Some medical doctorate. But it was good though, regardless of that, I did like the issue.
I think you maybe hung up on one thing. And at a certain point in the year, he's waving around dead, tiny
but
heads.
But I still enjoyed it, regardless of how against it I was. I still enjoyed it.
Hey, skulls
so
are very important in voodoo,
something.
Alright? So
how many years have you been practicing voodoo?
The dark magic? Man.
Yeah. That's amazing. Cool.
There's a reason Alex isn't here right now.
Oh, yeah. No, believe me, if you were actually good at voodoo, I would have been poked by many, many pins over the years we've done this show. Fred?
I loved it. Just
say
it more. Straight up. You know, I straight up loved it. It was like, okay, what I love about sorcerers, first of all sorcerers have this way of, like, speaking very eloquently and explaining everything. And normally I don't like that in writing, but
Sherlock Holmes
does that as well. And sorcerers are great in that way because so much is able to happen in this comic because they're able to go off and explain what's going on. And the thing is, I'm not familiar with Dr. Voodoo at all, and so just to walk into this completely unknowing and have a full adventure where not only are Dr. Voodoo and Dr. Strange talking to each other about, like, this, you know, transfer of the Eye of Agamemnon or whatever, and then Dr. Doom comes in and is like, yo!
Doctors all over this place.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
It's a doctor off.
Yeah, it's a real...
But it's like, I understood the whole thing, and there's a plot, beginning, middle, and plot that happens, and none of it was confusing, and it was adventurous. And I was like, wow, what a great, like, kind of very old schoolish comic. And
yeah.
I kind of missed that.
That's exactly why I liked it. It did get hung up on a bunch of plot. What was Doom a doctor of?
Is that evil?
Being an ass.
Evil?
Yeah. Doctor Evil, yeah.
The original.
I heard House might be the next Doctor of.
Doctor of Evil?
Doctor of Evil, yeah.
We're real big House fans. Don't watch it. Haunt number one. Pete, you picked this up.
Yep.
This by Todd McFarlane.
You can tell because of the banging board.
Yeah. Todd McFarlane, obviously famous jerk.
Still a jerk.
Robert Kirkman apparently helped on this.
Yep.
They're maybe the same person at this point. What did you have to say about this?
Well, what sucked about this is I was like, be careful. It's really one of those things of like,
I will destroy this and then I will pay you in 20 years for whatever it's worth.
No. No, that's ridiculous. I'm not going to wait 20 years to get money from you. So anyways, this is weird because it's like, I saw this and I was like, how is this guy different from Spawn? And then I read it and I was still like, how is this guy different from Spawn?
And then I told you,
but that's why
it's Spawn and Dr. Voodoo put together.
Well, yeah, this guy's not dead.
No, yeah, he's not dead. His brother's dead.
Yeah,
his
he has a dead brother who
body.
Talks to him.
I think I would recommend it.
You liked it?
I didn't like it. But I think that, you know, if you like McFarlane-like stuff and you're looking at The Haunt, it's exactly like Spawn. And if you like Spawn and if you like McFarlane, then it's something to pick up.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I wouldn't recommend.
If you want anything new, it's not something.
So like a children trapped in like 90s.
And then like
exactly.
First of all, the beginning of this comic completely. I did not know what the hell is going on. He's fighting in some kind of war. I don't know what's going on.
That's the Iraq.
Is that really what this is?
Yeah, that's an actual battle line.
But He's like, I woke up in a body bag. I don't know.
Not the Infinity War. I know that's
and then this shit is gross. I don't know. But the best part is like his dead brother's spirit jumps into him, and so he just becomes this guy with this crazy costume.
And he's a Catholic priest. He's a very angry Catholic priest. When the guy goes into confession, he's like, just tell me what the fuck happened.
Yeah.
Like, right.
Hey, priests have bad days too, right?
Sorry. This priest apparently was married for a while, which I don't think is allowed. Or he had his girlfriend, his soldier brother took his girlfriend. His soldier brother dies.
Where does it say he's in Iraq?
It's in there. the ghost brother jumps on him and a goo comes out.
Yeah,
and that's what his superpower is.
I guess it's a superpower is to make a costume with claws.
It's goo.
It's everything you expect from McFarlane.
Right, which is shit.
It's some sort of odd goo. And plus, this cover is this not the same cover as Spider-Man? Gone. Spider-Man number one.
Yeah.
What made his? Huh?
It's an homage. Not a
instead of weapon, it's goo.
It's goo. That's even better. Goo.
I don't know.
It's ghost goo.
Well, I don't know. I just thought it was terrible.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Which is to say, pick it up if you like McFarlane.
You like terrible
but
things. You're really insulting a lot of people.
No, but I actually do think that it is, you know, something I would recommend for that because I used to love that kind of stuff. Now I don't really. But
so you grew. And that's so you call everyone else.
I wouldn't say grew
up. I wouldn't say
taste change.
Well, you haven't grown.
No, that's.
getting
older.
Name the characters on your T-shirt.
Booberry, Cocktail, and Frankenberry.
Okay. I think I made my point. Daredevil number 501. Daredevil is still angry after all these years.
Dude, this is fucked up, man. I'm very pissed. I think Andy Diggle is an amazing writer, and I was real excited the fact that he's working on it. And then first issue right out of the box, he has Daredevil pulling a dick move. And
by killing someone.
Yeah.
Real deep.
I don't know. Me too, but I'm thinking maybe they're going to bring him back to life like the hand does. And I don't know. Maybe he's got some trick up his sleeve that we can't see yet.
I feel like that's the case, too. Matt Murdock wouldn't just be like,
saying.
Yo.
Sure,
but
he wouldn't.
That's what I'm saying. That's why
did.
A little. I think
I'm
there may
hoping.
Be a twist.
There's
going to
be a twist.
I think there's going to be a twist, huh?
Something's gonna happen.
Twists don't happen.
They go all the way over. not a killer in this issue. It's gotta be something. It's terrible.
To catch up a little bit, Daredevil in the last issue kind of closed up all of his problems by saying, I'm done with all of you. They changed the team on the book, and then he was like, now I'm in charge of the Hand, a team of ninjas.
Assassins.
Right. Well, that's implied, I think.
No, ninjas can be...
Ninja assassins or ninja hospital workers? I mean, that's the question.
I would prefer ninja hospital workers.
You would prefer that if you're
or
in
ninja sushi.
You gotta have that distinction. Sushi waiters.
There's a restaurant in New York that has that shit.
The ninja restaurant.
Yes.
Yeah.
They,
that's what it's called.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. Really expensive.
Every third person dies in that restaurant because that's what they own.
Where do they get the sushi?
I went in there
that's
with
really
two other guys.
They do magic and ninja shit.
Yeah, no, but you're paying like $50 for...
So you don't go every fucking night. You go
once in a while.
Well, now you're talking.
Yeah, take your wife or girlfriend to the ninja restaurant.
And get
drunk
and enjoy yourself.
We went there for Salvin's bachelor party.
Don't say
that
name
now, so yeah.
Don't say it. Yeah, I know. I didn't go to the bachelor.
Is this thing on?
Huh?
Yeah.
Back to the comics, guys.
Anyway, so this comic, you liked it?
I know, I'm upset.
Oh, you're angry.
I'm angry about
it's
it. Because
be
tell them who they killed. Would
you?
You ever seen The Village?
Yeah.
Okay, you like that?
No.
Oh. You guys?
I don't know.
Did you tell them who they killed?
I think
you were in the, like, catching the audience up on what's happening in the comic.
That's
stop.
The final.
Well, it's just a guy. It's like his master. It's not me.
Master Izzo,
no, Izzo, but he fucking helped him.
Yeah, he helped Daredevil in this huge mission, and then Daredevil was like, hey, thanks for all the help. Get him, ninjas, and then they...
But
like,
he put him in that position in the first place, so he should be expecting something stupid to happen.
I don't think so. I thought it was pretty cold.
Wow.
I mean, it is, but I'm
there's
hoping,
a twist!
I'm holding out hope
there's
that
gonna
there's
going to be a twist. There's going to be a twist. He's not going to pass.
Well, if I pick up the next one and there isn't...
That's going to happen right away.
It's part one of a five-issue series.
Captain America died. You want to come back and play the next fucking issue? No. Same shit.
You want
it's
to wait for more issues.
You can't get that one.
Move on. Give him a break.
Move on.
Let people leave.
You move on.
Whoop. Thank you. Finally, we're going to talk about Justice League, Cry for Justice.
Cry for Justice.
This series.
Just cry.
This series making a play to be the worst comic series of all time. Pete, what did you think?
Well, first of all, this is the first issue that no one cried for Justice. It's been four issues of people being like, Justice!
Or they'll be like, there'll be like 10 superheroes in the room, and they'll be like, yeah, there's a crime. You know what this calls for? Justice.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's no, that's the
it's
background.
Been ridiculous.
Yeah. And then you're like, well, I mean, that's true, but that's not really a
problem. But this one ends with the classic sitcom ending where it was like, you've got some explaining to do. I was like, wow.
That literally the last page is Hawkman or something.
No, it's Flash.
The Flash is like, you've got some explaining.
Speaking of Hawkman though, who's not alive, he's alive in this fucking thing. I don't get it.
It's a separate continuity.
Well, this comic was pitched as a terrible comic, so they can make mistakes like that.
But it's Robinson. That's James Robinson's right.
It's the first one I read this series.
I know.
It was so hard to follow. It was like 1,000 little stories.
There are a lot of superheroes here.
Like, and every three pages is a
also,
new story.
Also,
see what happens if they split up into teams, you can't follow them all at once. You deal like a couple pages
on this team. I know, but it
team,
just was like, all right,
pages
three pages at a time.
Right.
It's just stupid.
I think it's... Supergirl's in here flying next to Shazam.
I did like that.
You did like
I
that?
Like
I
that.
Thought this was ridiculous.
I'm a girl.
She has a crush. She has a crush on Shazam, so she's like,
that's cute.
Cool if I fly next to you.
Yes,
I
just
like
that.
That
she has the crush on him. I think that's cute.
Yeah. I don't know. This series is terrible.
I
gotta
find something good in there. That's what I clung to.
Guys, it's 6 o'clock. You know what time is? Time for hunger.
What?
That's what it seems like every time they say it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
what
I don't know what you're talking about.
Time for like dinner time. Thank
time
you,
for
right.
hunger?
Time for hungry.
What?
Cry for hungry.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. It's so stupid that it's like cry for hungry at dinner time.
So your point was...
Wait,
let me get this straight. Your point...
No, because
it confused.
Everybody
felt
a responsibility to understand it, so everybody is second-guessing themselves and looking at each other. It was amazing.
Your point was... that this comic is so stupid, it's 6 o'clock.
We would never say.
Wait, at 6 o'clock every day, do you look at your watch and go, ah, it's time for hunger.
That's my point. That's my point. That's what this comic is like. That's what the comic's like. Time for a cry for audience question. Boothman!
Boothman!
Remember that it was 6 o'clock.
Time for hungry.
Because no one would actually say that! They would say, let's go eat! They would say, like...
The way you said it was like, right guys, 6 o'clock!
Conversation.
But the explanation of the conversation was really good.
Yeah, exactly. Rick, what do you got? What do you got?
What do you got for us?
When is it time for hungry?
Who wrote that question? Really smart. The answer I was at 6 o'clock.
What character, DC or Marvel, would you like to see Jeff Johns work on next?
Interesting. Jeff Johns, obviously, is the hero of Compton. What are you saying, Fred?
whatever it is, just one hero. I don't know. I guess I'm just... It's one of the things why I can't read DC right now. It's like Geoff Johns is spearheading everything, and for everybody who loves the DC universe and loves all these heroes, it's amazing. But for me, who, I don't know, I just can't process everything going on at once. And I'm just like, dude, I believe from everything that I've heard that you're a good writer. Give me one storyline, please, with one hero, and then I will, maybe I'll slowly read more stuff after I just get one solid storyline.
And also, maybe not going back and retelling the origin of every character.
Yes,
because that seems a little redundant.
I don't think, I'm not sure if I read anything by him, so I don't want to touch in more of the character.
I would like to see him do X-Men, though. I think it would be...
I don't know what... I mean,
all
I
those X-Men, though, a lot of them.
He wrote that
yeah.
Green Lantern thing, right? That's the one thing I keep meaning to pick up.
Blackest Night is fantastic. It's very nice.
I read the first two issues, and but maybe it's just because I don't know what's going on with those other guys beforehand, and I don't care. Like, I'm like... Who are these half the people I don't know, so it just like doesn't do anything for me. I don't know.
I don't know. Captain America, maybe something where right now Captain America is sort of a mess. I feel like.
Yeah.
Just because now there are sort of two, one's traveling through time, one is like sort of meaner than
normal.
Well,
it's kind of still dealing with the time loop. So
right.
I think once they get past that, hopefully it'll get better.
Yeah, but I'm saying he could maybe clarify the continuity and make some... Because what I like about the way he takes on a character, he really gives them a motivation and a point.
What's wrong with the continuity?
Because he's lost in the time loop.
He's lost in the time loop, which is weird.
Yeah, but that's just like it's just him himself. There's nothing changing in the continuity because of that.
Right, but I guess I'm saying, well, he doesn't exist right now. So.
Yeah.
Right, but that doesn't affect the continuity in any way, shape, or form.
What his continuity is, personal continuity is what
right.
He's
just
trapped.
Living it, he's not changing.
And then everybody else around him has got to be like,
who's
as
the
as far as I'm aware, no. The last issue, there was some weird, almost, thing, but so far I didn't change anything.
Right, but you'll agree it's a mess.
No.
Okay. You drink too much yellow Marvel Kool-Aid.
There's no such thing as too much.
Huh? Oh, wow. Weird. Feel we have the next question.
Okay. Wait, well, who asked that so we can...
Hey.
If you could make a baby version of any superhero, not X-Men, who would it be?
A baby version.
Which?
That means smaller.
And dumber. Like they would say, time for hungry.
That's obviously what maybe this is written by a baby.
That's one of my favorite. Lockheed, he needs to be part of that.
He's sort of an X-Men.
I know.
Baby version?
And that is a sword.
I would say Lobo. I'm gonna do a baby. Let's see. Lobo.
Didn't they do that?
I feel like a little Lobo.
They did already.
Oh, they did.
They did it
little
already.
Lobo.
Yeah.
Little Lobo.
Yeah.
Little Lobo.
Little Lobo.
No wonder I didn't hear.
Woof.
Oh, I know. The guys in Crossed.
Little zombies.
The little baby
zombies.
Instead,
it can have like a Shetland pony.
Yes.
Just a smaller.
Or My Little Pony.
Yeah.
My Little Pony penis.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about a baby Hellboy? I mean, the movie.
That kind of exists though. Like
that
you see young Hellboy.
Right. But I'm saying let's see a series of it.
I think
all these characters were babies at one point. Right? Given biology and time.
Well, they were created, so they're not real. So they didn't have to be babies.
Oh, but Hellboy was a real. I like to see a series of young Hellboy.
I thought there was one. There wasn't? Like junior Hellboy? No?
I don't think so.
No,
there
would be
a baby in the comic.
Fred?
I don't know. I feel like all of them would be fun as babies if they were written in the same way that Ice Babies was written. I'm going to be boring and say, you know, I'll gladly read it. Anyone of it.
Baby Booth Man.
I'll read it.
In a tiny room.
In a tiny little booth.
Yeah.
With one knob.
What?
Makes a lot of sense.
I got you. Who asked that one?
Oh, God.
Okay, next question. How can I get your job? Whose job?
This week, very easily.
I just showed up last week.
Yeah,
and then and then had some beers with this guy, and he was like, you want to come back? And I was like, sure.
Uh-oh, found the way to my
house. I think we're talking to you, right?
Huh?
Just talking to
you. Is that the question to her job?
Is it for someone specifically?
Yes.
Well, yeah, because your story is a great, it's a Cinderella story.
My story?
Yeah, I mean, you worked at comic book shops, you love comic books, and then you got a job
at comic shop, the best comic book shop.
You well, that's
sorry,
awesome.
I can't say it here.
You can say it. You had a glass sliver that fell off.
I did,
some of them
and then some of
the
Marvel found it, put it on my foot, I got an internship, and just
yeah, why don't
kicked ass. Well, yeah, working at Hanley's, I met everyone that worked, well, not Marvel, a lot of people worked at Marvel DC. DC was too slow. And then I got the internship at Marvel and got hired right after, because I was awesome.
Now, do you feel like, I mean, you sort of hate DC.
I sort of, yes.
But if you had gotten a job there, would you hate Marvel?
I don't know. I have no idea. Well, I do know that I honestly, and I'm not saying, I don't necessarily love every comic we put out. But I really don't like almost all the comics they do. I try. I read some of them. I do like a lot of the Wildstorm stuff more.
Yeah, you said you were a Vertigo fan.
I was a Vertigo fan, and now I don't
know. Yeah, I'm looking at you and wondering, like,
that's,
all the girls. Vertigo was for the girls.
That's why I wanted to work at DC originally, because I love Sandman, I love Preacher, I love Transmetropolitan, all that stuff. But I don't think there's that much stuff that come out of Vertigo that even comes close to those things.
Now,
Fables.
Except for Fables. Fables I love. But
now,
there's not many.
100 bullets?
Because on the website for, you know, like jobs, they really, they hire straight out of the internships. They don't hire anybody.
Lately.
Yeah.
We have been for a while, but I think it's just, because when we end up needing someone, it's always like, oh my God, we need someone right now. This person is doing a good job and already knows,
yeah,
and already knows what's going on. It's easier. Not, it doesn't always work that way, because we may not have necessarily a good pool to choose from at the moment. But if we do, it's easier to hire someone that already knows their way around and knows how to do things. And I'm guessing they come pretty cheap also.
Yeah.
Like if you're hiring someone who's already been working for a while. Yeah, these interns usually have no jobs yet because they're just coming out of college. But someone else that's been working already has, like, this is my salary.
So you're really taking advantage of people.
I was taking advantage of, for sure. I made shit for a long time. But
wow.
Yeah, but I mean, it definitely was a dream. It didn't come true. I'm glad because I'm glad it worked out this way, because I definitely like Marvel Comics a lot more than I do DC. I really do. Like, I honestly.
You're doing so much with Kool-Aid, it's changing the color.
I put up that whole, like, fucking hate them, but I have friends there. You know, I do read some of the books, but on a whole, like, it's just mostly crap.
Wow.
It really is. Come on.
Well, there you have it.
They
straight
it
from the new source of a Marvel employee, DC sucks.
Who else? That was?
Surprise, surprise.
And that's it for audience questions. That's one of the Week in Geek a little bit.
Wait, give him a second to get in the booth so I can hit the music.
Section, you'll be making love with the person next to you.
Yes, I win, you guys lose.
Technically, it's not nice to me.
Yeah.
Who is?
And Pete's next to the couch.
Can I keep the music on?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, Curtis Mayfield underneath.
This week, obviously, last night, Heroes.
Didn't watch it.
Alex, the past few weeks, has made us not talk about Heroes, but since he's gone...
I'm now making you not talk about Heroes.
Let's move on then. Venom movie, there is a Venom movie in process right now. What do we say? Is
why?
There enough there?
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Well,
that's what I said.
The Spider-Man's doing so well, they figured why not?
Oh, really?
The screenwriter who is writing Spider-Man 4 is supposedly working on a Venom screenplay, and he is being tapped to direct as well. So he's writing and directing as well.
Oh, boy. Double suck it.
His name's Ross. I don't know. What do you think? Venom. Character worthy of a movie.
With Spider-Man, maybe, but not alone.
Yeah, what's he going to do?
I don't know, that sounds ridiculous.
Spider-Man? He's gonna menace people.
Although the Sinister Spider-Man, which is basically Venom,
hey, look at the music. Definitely didn't say that.
I thought that was a great series, but the problem is you really do need to have Spider-Man do, you know what I mean? Like, the reason it was so good was because you know Spider-Man's world, and then having Venom pose as Spider-Man, it's fun to watch him wreak havoc on his world, you know what I mean?
Who's gonna stop him at the end of the movie, unless it's...
Maybe a hard-nosed cop with nothing to lose?
It's fucking Venom! He can't just... Dude with a gun, stop Venom.
I don't know any of the other Marvel characters.
Well, so say he's got so then it's gonna be like that movie. You know what I mean? Like unless it's there's gonna be another. It's gonna be a hero in the movie. That's gonna be the star of the movie. I feel.
Maybe
like.
It's an anti movie.
What?
Anti movie.
I don't know. It just seems weird. I haven't even heard about this. So I don't know.
Who liked Venom in the last movie? Because I mean,
I thought it was just.
I preferred the Sandman storyline over the Venom storyline.
I think that was the story, right? That it was supposed to be just Sandman, and then they
That's
Sandman.
What I heard as well.
Yeah. So.
And so, like Venom, to me, I was like, you say
they're
that thing. I don't know if
movies.
There's exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Well, they barely even touched on him. He just showed up and then sort of died.
Yeah. Maybe.
And the question is, would they use that same actor for that?
I like him. I don't mind.
I liked him for Grace, but I don't need him as Venom.
Yeah.
I think that he could be doing other things.
That's great. That's a great deal.
You should be his agent.
Yeah.
I'm trying. You know how many times he's blown me off?
Yeah. Well, Topher Grace. Real asshole. moving on, they just announced in January the Blackest Night storyline is taking a break, a hiatus, and they've announced 8 one-shots.
What? What do you mean
a
break?
Long is
it's just getting good.
Series?
It's like, I think 8 issues long, so 8.
And it's taking a break.
Yeah, a short break.
Oh, for 1 month?
1 month.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
They're putting out 8 one-shots.
They're missing it a month, is all you.
They're planning on it. They're not missing it. The month will happen. I'm sure.
Yeah. Are we all going to be missing a month? Yeah.
And they're going to, 8 smaller versions of each of us. You know, Pete babies, they're called.
Weird.
Yeah, terrible. Well, he can't have children, so that could happen.
Oh, no.
At some point. And so in the 8-1 shots, there's like weird Western tales, Catwoman, The Question, you know, all these books you're dying to read. And the bigger one, the one that's kind of getting the headline, is Starman. They're doing Starman number 81, James Robinson.
Oh.
I'm a big Starman fan. But it's not going to be, he announced, you will not believe we're doing Starman 81. But there's going to be no Jack Knight, the Starman.
What?
It's going to be other characters, is what he said.
Didn't you say that?
Well, then why is it called Starman?
Right.
Who's that blue guy?
That's Mikael Tomas, the Starman from space. He's in Cry for Justice.
No,
not.
So why don't they call it other characters, not Starman?
I don't know. That's a tougher sell, I think.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't pick it up.
Cool.
I wouldn't either.
Great. But I mean, the whole Starman, the book was built around the cast as well, like the O'Dare family. I don't know, would you in the audience as well, buy this?
No.
Yes. Yeah.
James Robinson doing Starman, yeah.
However, keep in mind, James Robinson is also writing
And Superman.
That's horrible.
And Superman. So maybe his star has fallen.
Oh, snap!
Time for Hungry. Now we're going to turn over to Mr. Pete LePage, who is going to do some trivia.
Yeah! This is the part where we get back to you, the lovely audience. Thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate it. It's an opportunity to win $25 free in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics. Who would like a chance to win $25 free? Simply raise your hand.
Raise your hand.
That's you. Come on now. What's your name?
Uralis.
Uralis. Audience Uralis.
All right.
All right. So here's the gift card that will be yours. Here's how it's going to work. I have three questions.
Will be yours?
Yep. Because I have faith.
Taking the drama.
Oh, wait, that means I could just kind of...
Easy. So how this will work is I'm going to read you three questions. You listen to each question, then each possible answer. There'll be three possible answers.
Okay.
Go 3 for 3, gift card, yours.
All right.
So today's trivia is on Dr. Voodoo.
Oh. All right,
here we go.
Here we are.
Thank you, Booth Man. Here we go. Dr. Voodoo is a doctor of what? Is it A, anecology, B, psychology, or C, pepper?
I'll go with...
Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah, nailed it!
So it's either... It's B. Which would you pick?
It's B.
said psychology.
What's anecology?
I don't know. I made that up.
None of the other studies would fit this question. You had to make one up.
No, I just, for some reason, I was like, well, anecology.
That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Anna studying of
sex. Yes. Yeah, study of girls named Anna.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
What is, moving on. Question number two. What is Voodoo's first name? Is it A, brother, B, Jericho, or is it C, Dreamy McDreamerson?
I have to go with B.
B is correct! Jericho is his first name. Here we go. Last question. Don't get cocky. Here we go. What popular comic did Brother Voodoo get referenced in 1995? Was it A, Simpsons comic, B, Beavis and Butthead, or C, Tiger Beat?
I'll have to go with A.
Or would you wait for a second and think about it and realize that in 1995, Beavis and Butthead were very popular? Plus, all of the other answers were B. Why would you switch it now?
Wait, okay, my final answer will be B.
B, Beavis and Butthead!
Nice job, Pete.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. As of course, tomorrow is New Comic Day.
Yeah.
And we recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they sponsor the show.
That's right.
It is true. Pete, what are you looking forward to tomorrow?
I'm looking forward to Scout. Jason Aaron is doing an amazing job, and the artwork is fantastic.
Great.
And it's
series.
A fun comic that doesn't deal with superheroes.
That's true. I'm looking forward to Rebels number 9. If you haven't been reading the series, it's DC's kind of great space series. I think it's just as good as the Marvel Abnett and Landing stuff. And the annual, it's all about Starro. It's very good. Pick it up.
Well, besides for every Marvel comic, especially trades.
Oh, your hair's turned pinker.
Fables is coming out.
Yay.
And G-Man Cape Crisis number 3.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very excited for that.
The first two were awesome.
Did you not want to plug anything before we...
Oh, yeah. Speaking of G-Man, we're doing a ultimate collection of all of Chris Caruso's mini Marvels, finally, in the graphic.
Oh.
Slightly bigger than Digest, the graphic novel size we're doing now. So that's going to be pretty awesome.
You can't be collecting the bad ones that Jeff Loeb's daughter does, right?
They're all good, and they will be in there also.
Whoa.
That was a robotic answer. Fred, what are you looking for?
I think I would pick up just about every Marvel trade.
I'm getting
so, so you're saying you should pick up Jen.
I'm saying it's better than Buck Rogers.
That's a great catchphrase. Way better than Tiger Hungry.
That is your catchphrase now.
Yeah,
certainly is. Certainly is. And plug some of your stuff.
All right, I guess I do Johnny Hero, and that came out in trade a couple months ago, and I'm working on my next one, so hopefully in less than
take
a year.
Take a moment and tell them what it's about in case they don't know.
I call it it's the Cat in the Hat without the deus ex machina, so you have, you know, two kids sitting bored, and it's raining, and the Cat in the Hat, and they, you know, played all their games and stuff, and the Cat in the Hat shows up and brings all the excitement and the wackiness, but, you know, if the Cat in the Hat didn't show up, then the two kids would just kind of be sitting around bored, and after they play all their games, then what? And it just kind of deals with that moment if the Cat in the Hat never showed up and they'd already done everything that they did.
Murder.
I just want to say that that's a bad way to pitch it. Two kids bored and nothing happened.
My agent hates me.
I think there's a lot of...
return my calls.
There's a lot of great imagination and really cool stuff. Like, the Cat in the Hat don't show up, but, like, you know, the city gets attacked by monsters and they gotta save the day. I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, that's better.
Well, damn it, I'm gonna redraw so much crap! We've so sufficiently destroyed your life. Let's bring the show to an end. Thank you so much for coming out. Next week, we do not have a show. We've been preempted for the Pitt's Sketch Prov
Yeah.
Woo! I think so.
Yeah, what are we supposed to do next week?
Hello? I don't know. We could all meet somewhere.
Bergen Comics. Pete's loves it there.
Bergen's
and they're having a high noon signing.
I love it there, too.
Yeah, it's a great show.
He loves it there.
He doesn't like it because it's clean. but in 2 weeks, on October 27th, we have a great show with the team behind X-Babies. Greg Scheigel and Jacob
Schiegel.
Schiegel and Jacob Shabbat.
Yes.
Got it. So definitely come back for that show. A couple we want to thank. I want to thank Jen for doing the show. Yeah. Come back in 2 weeks and every week. You can check us out at Comic Book Club, YouTube.com/comicbookclub, or on PopCultureShock.com/CBClub. And we put up a lot of shows there. And thank you very much. And
thanks, everybody.